Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday afternoon, a 2003 Toyota Corolla was traveling southbound on US 101 south of Leggett as a 2004 Ford Taurus was traveling northbound. For reasons still under investigation, the Toyota crossed over the asphalt center divider and into the northbound lane, and it collided with the other vehicle. The female adult driver, her identity has not yet been released, but she was taken to the hospital with moderate injuries. The male driver of the Ford, his identity is being withheld pending family notification because he succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced deceased at the scene. DUI does not appear to be a factor in the collision. Investigation, it continues. A McKinleyville man is out $130,000 and faces possession and transportation of marijuana charges. In a press release received yesterday, 36-year-old John Denny was traveling near Laytonville on Tuesday when Mendocino County deputies pulled him over for having illegally tinted windows. A K-9 unit was with one of the responding deputies and alerted on Denny's vehicle. A search turned up the $130,000 in cash, a pound of processed weed, four large duffel bags associated with the transportation of marijuana, a taser, and numerous documents that indicated marijuana sale transactions. Denny was booked into jail and soon bailed out. Authorities are looking for the second burglar after sheriff's deputies responded to a residence on Cannibal Island Road after a neighbor reported seeing a flashlight in her neighbor's home. When deputies arrived on scene, they saw two suspects outside. One of the suspects fled on foot and remains at large, while the other suspect, 35-year-old Jill Winup, got into a pickup truck and drove away. Deputies pulled her over a mile later, and Winup was booked into county jail on several charges, including evading a peace officer and burglary. She was then released on her own recognizance. The California Highway Patrol is not only concerned with getting impaired drivers off state roads, they're also concerned with drivers who don't get enough rest. CHP issued a press release warning motorists that fatigued drivers are a danger to others on the roadways and that fatigue affects reaction time, concentration, and judgment. The CHP asked drivers to make sure they are rested before they set out when tired, pull off the road, and get some rest before continuing your trip. The Christmas season is approaching, and that means Christmas tree permits. Here's reporter Dan Squire.
The Six Rivers National Forest will begin issuing Christmas tree cutting permits on the 14th. And they'll be available through December 21st. The permits cost $10 each, must have a valid name and address, and you must be 18-year-olds to buy one. The Six Rivers Forest office is open Monday through Friday, and permits can be purchased there as well as at other locations in the county. For more information, contact the Six Rivers National Forest offices.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Over the years, the challenges facing local law enforcement have changed. Reporter Dan Squire with more.
Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpham was on Talk Shop on Monday and discussed several issues his officers must deal with when out on patrol. One issue is the medical history of a suspect or subject who has come into contact with an officer, whether it was really related to criminal activity or not.
We don't know what their health issues are other than, you know, they're acting bizarre, and we're not supposed to say that a person has got AIDS, for instance. And we can't even say it on the air. Be careful dealing with that person, because usually our officers will know who some of these people are, fortunately, because we have to deal with those people differently. We have to make sure that we don't exchange any body fluid, you know, we wear gloves and things like that.
Chief Harpham also pointed out how much policing has changed since he began his career more than 50 years ago, particularly when it comes to intravenous drug use and the risk of disease when dealing with that paraphernalia.
It's a different ballgame. When I started in this business, you know, we never wore gloves, and you'd reach down and feel it in the seat of a car, and you'd come up with a needle stuck to your finger, and you just pull it out, and no big deal. Now there's, you know, hepatitis A through Z, and a couple of them are worse than AIDS.
The chief also pointed out the expanded training officers are given as the methods of policing change.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.